God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God, even now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And we continue by saying a Trisagion together. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy on us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming might find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the pageant. As our narrators take their place, two of our incredible youth, Matt and Gabby, will help tell the Christmas story in a particular way using the common play liturgy. And the way that this will work is we'll have some movement, but what helps us is that we all participate in this. Liturgy is a Greek word for the work of the people, and so we all get to tell this story today, and we'll be singing one verse of many popular Christmas hymns. So if you look in your program, the first hymn will be on page 79 in the blue hymnal. And so we'll sing the first verse of that when the time is ready, okay? All right.
Wonderful. We begin.
This night is like no other night. It is a time to dream and sing our way to Bethlehem. The children will show us how to go. The little town we seek sits in the hill country some 10 miles south of Jerusalem. For thousands of years, the houses have gathered there on the hilltop like a family breaking bread. Bethlehem means house of bread. In the center of the village is a small inn. On this night, it is overflowing with people seeking sleep and a place to eat. Behind the inn is a dark stable. A gray donkey chews his barley and broken straw while a weary cow leans and rests after the day's plowing in the valley. A sheep nearby is nearly asleep. All is still and quiet in the little town.
She's walking with her husband. They are Joseph and Mary from Nazareth. They have walked for 6 days to come to the city where King David was born so long ago. They have come, like so many others, because the Roman Emperor wants to count each one so he can take their money under the tax. But it is late, and Mary is so weary. Where will they sleep? There is no room in the inn. They decide to sleep with the animals.
Thank you.
burns slowly in the sky. All creation holds its breath. Suddenly, from the stable, comes the cry of a newborn child. Mary gently wraps the baby in a blanket and lays him in the feed box that his father has filled with straw.
In the hill, outside Bethlehem, shepherds watch their shining sheep. All at once, the dark is lost in light, and in the midst of light is something even brighter, the faces of angels. The fearful shepherds then hear music in the sky, and a voice says clearly, "Do not be afraid. Listen, I bring you great news of a joy to be shared by all people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born, is Christ the Lord." Then more angels appear, all heavenly hosts of them, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, good will to all people everywhere." Shepherds run with joy across the field to Bethlehem, to the barn behind the inn. There, they find a holy family in Greek word, overwhelmed with mystery to find nativity itself in the center of all that's life.
Camels plod up the road to Bethlehem. They have come from the east, far beyond the Arabian desert, perhaps from as far as the Caspian Sea. The camels carry three kids, the wise ones, the magi. They are following the wild star, the destiny they had never seen before. And they are following it, wherever it goes, to find the king it shining shows them.
their recklessness rest at last. They fall to their knees and give them bright gold, sweet smelling frankincense and bitter myrrh, brought so far with so much love.
So now we all come, following the star, to find God with us. We come as people have come all through the ages to bring our own gifts to this child, God's gift to us. Come forward now. Bring your gifts of stars and of yourselves to place around the manger. Show us the way into the mystery of Christmas as we sing, for this night is holy and filled with overflowing silence.
And if we could sing Silent Night one more time.